Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? You already know what it is. PSA motherfucking podcast. Gonna get the bro on here in a second. Just bear me for 1 second. Hold on.
Yo,
Cal.
Yo,
hello. What's good, Cal? What's good, PSA, my nigga? What's good, man?
Not much. Chilling. Sipping on some Patron.
That's what it is. First off, my nigga, let me say happy belated birthday to you and shit, man. Hope you had a blessed
Thank
birthday
you,
and shit, first off.
Appreciate it, man.
What'd you do for your birthday, my nigga?
Oh, it's just a regular day. You know what I'm saying? We just chilling. got a party coming up April 15th at 8th Space, so that's when we're going to do the turn up. But last night, if anybody was on my live or anything, you know, my live was going crazy. We was turned up at the little spot, you know what I'm saying? And just chilling with family, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get with the fam and really come together as real family and clear my mind and just go a day without having any stress on the nigga mind. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what do you mind wishing me, Cal? Just from the regular day, everyday struggle type shit?
You said what? I couldn't hear you.
You say when clearing your mind, are you talking about the everyday struggle as a young brother coming up?
Yeah, just, you know, just being black. You know what I'm saying? Being young, black in America. You know what I'm saying? Just that's a struggle on a daily basis. It's not a struggle that we gonna emphasize on because, you know,
right,
it's just
right.
Some shit we gotta deal with. And we ain't complaining. You know what I'm saying? We don't complain about none of that. So my birthday is still the day that I don't wanna deal with any of that. You know what I'm saying? I just wanna be around my family. I want everybody popping bottles, I want everybody feeling good, I want everybody saying what's on their mind. And we had fun together, you know what I'm saying? And it was real fun hanging with the fam, you know?
A joyous occasion, right? A very good, joyous
occasion,
like Cal?
Definitely.
Now, Cal, a lot of people was talking about you recently. I said I wasn't going to talk about that shit till I talked to you myself because you and I always had a good relationship throughout the years. Are you good? Everything's good with you? Because niggas was trying to say, oh, Cal got locked up. But I said, I'm not talking about that shit until I get my bro himself and he can explain to the people and his fans that he wants to the situation.
Everything's good. It's just, you know, same old. The motherfuckers don't. I don't know about how these other rappers is in their city. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who these people are, like when they at home. You know what I'm saying? But anybody that come out to Detroit, they know. Me, I'm a different kind of nigga. They know I got records, you know what I'm saying? I got motherfuckers know me. I'm very popular in my city. I'm one of the hottest rappers in my city, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't just a battle thing when it comes to Detroit. Now, I'm not saying I'm this big worldwide rapper, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to Detroit, Michigan, I wouldn't even say Detroit, Michigan, you know what I'm saying? The whole Michigan, you step in any club, you hear my music, you step in any... I walk up to any bar, you know what I'm saying? I'm walking in, me plus 20, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is in my city. So with that being said, these the police, you know, they fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? They do a lot of shit on purpose, you know what I'm saying? And this was just one of them cases, just some typical shit, you know what I'm saying? The feds already ran up in our spot. We're not doing nothing illegal. We're just young black brothers. They got a business going. We got our own studio. We got all this done in Madison Heights, Michigan, out on the outskirts, you know what I'm saying, in the suburbs. They ran in our spot. They fucking brought a tank and bust the front window down. They embarrassed us in front of the whole neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? And we ain't complaining about none of that shit. Destroyed our whole studio, took all our equipment, everything. We ain't complaining about none of that shit.
The whole equipment? Hold on, my nigga. The whole equipment? Damn.
They took all the equipment. They said they're going to give it back. They took all our laptops. They took everything. So, they roll these buffs, everything. But, you know, But you know what I'm saying? We ain't tripping on none of that shit. We taking the good with the bad. And guess what? We figured
right.
it out. I'm in the studio right now. We have figured it out. We have figured out a whole new studio already. You know what I'm saying? So it's just little petty shit, man. Our motherfuckers be... I appreciate all the support, though, and everybody pre-cab and all that. Like, I'm good, though. I'm good. But I appreciate all of that. But I'm good. These motherfuckers ain't going to never be able to hold us down.
Man. So what you working on in the studio right now, Kyle? We got Shoebox Money 1 and 2. We got Welcome to Music Land. All this shit you got going on. We doing more music or we doing?
Shoebox Money 2 is definitely what I'm working on in here. I got Gangland finish. Gangland dropping April 13th. April 13th, Gangland dropping, man.
Next
Me
week?
And my
we talking
Big
next
Mike.
Week then, Kyle?
We talking next week, my nigga. We talking next
okay.
week, man. Next week, April 13th, we dropping Gangland. Gangland is me and my nigga Big Mozzie. Another nigga who I'm also going to introduce to the battle world. That niggas, he's not a battle rapper at all, though. He don't battle rap. He never battle rap. He never want to battle rap. But he just like a nigga like me. He a hustler. And he see niggas giving away stacks, and he know he can't nobody in the battle world fuck with him at all. You know what I'm saying? And niggas that know, niggas from Detroit, they know Big Mozzie. Everybody in Detroit know Big Mozzie, but the battle world got to get familiar with him. You know what I'm saying? And me and him got a whole mixtape coming April 13th. Go and cop that shit. It's called Gangland. It's going to be on all digital outlets, iTunes, everything. If anybody know, now I'm on my cocky shit. Calico makes the best fucking music in the battle world. Any battle rapper, I make better music than these rapper niggas. You know what I'm saying? So besides the battle niggas, you know what I'm saying? Shout out
but
to
Cal,
all
is it
gonna
be on Apple? Come on, Cal. Is it gonna be on Apple Music also? Because I got Shoebox 1 on Apple Music. Is it gonna be on Apple Music also?
Everything. It's gonna be on Apple Music.
Okay.
It's gonna be on iTunes. It's gonna be on Amazon. It's gonna be on every digital outlet you can think of. Gangland.
Okay. Now,
April 13th.
What do you think about?
Hey, you know what I said?
What do you think?
You know what I said? You know when I shouted out Big Cat when I battled K Rock, and I said,
yes.
"You rep that Big Cat, Big Meech, and Maserati Rick."
Maserati. Okay.
April 13th is Big Cat birthday. That's why we dropping it on April 13th.
All right.
Rest
now,
in peace.
Cal, what do you think about the situation? Not to go into the gory details, but. You a street nigga. You know what time it is in these streets, man. Suit Surf situation, man. Not to go into all details about it, but you and Surf, y'all battle, but y'all cool.
I don't know anything about Surf situation. That's my dog, though. Surf is my dog. No matter how many
right.
times we may go at each other, you know what I'm saying, on this battle shit or this music shit or whatever, but I don't never want to see no nigga locked up. Never want to see nobody behind
Facts.
Bars getting treated like an animal.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I never want to see that. That's the worst shit. They probably got my dog in there sleeping on a hard-ass floor or whatever, you know what I'm saying, before he get into his room or whatever. I don't never want to see no nigga like that. So free surf, you know what I'm saying? But far as the battle world, that's our competitive nature while we go at it like that, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Definitely don't want to see him behind no motherfucking wall in no box, definitely. But I really don't know
now,
too much about his situation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me neither, Cal. That's why for the show I never talked about nigga situations because I don't even know what nigga situations are. And if
yeah.
I do know nigga situations, it ain't my place to be talking about it. I just want to see. I was asking you more in the sense of niggas know each other. How you feel about a young brother like this? It seems like the streets are always calling niggas back. If that makes
oh, yeah.
any sense,
I mean,
you know what
I'm
saying?
They
and niggas
to,
can't separate
gotta,
the streets. Yeah,
they got to keep us down. That's why. And people be thinking we can't. We don't know how to separate the street shit from what's going on, but in all actuality, it's hard to separate yourself from some shit that you locked into. You know what I'm saying? You agreed to be a street nigga before you agreed to be a rapper, so it's kind of hard to just delete that whole part of your life. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to do that.
You got to figure out a way to
sneak out. You know what I'm saying? You can't just walk out the door. Of the streets. It don't work like that. You got to sneak out the door some type of way.
Is it hard for you, though, a young brother like yourself? You grew up around this, the hood shit, the gang shit. You know what time it is. Is it hard to separate the both, though?
The streets
and try to be business?
I'm out the streets.
Okay.
I'm not in the streets. I don't want to be. I don't sell packs on the corner. Not in what I do no more. You know what I'm saying? I don't encourage nobody to be doing that. It's not cool to be in the streets no more. You got to get out the streets. That's the key. Now, if you're a young nigga that's in the streets, I'm not mad at you. But I'm still going to encourage you to get out the streets, no matter how many times I rap about it or whatever. No matter what my album is about, my album is about my past. I conquered it, and I'm out of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be encouraging niggas to be on the street. You know what I'm saying? That ain't where it's at. The hood is only going to go as far as the hood. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean you forget where you came from, though. You still got to know where you came from, so you can't be down the niggas that's in the streets. You can't be telling niggas they stupid because they in the streets because that's their situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, recently, there was a battle that just dropped out. One of your brothers in this battle rap shit. You've always been a supporter of this nigga. Every time you go back to him battling Rosenberg, he was in the cut. When he battled Bill Collector, he was in the cut. When you battled B Magic, he was in the cut. So you always supported one of the fan favorites, which is Clean Paper. Now,
yes.
He recently battled with Jersey Twerk. Did you get a chance to watch that, Cal?
Yes, I watched it. I was actually watching it again this morning, but I got distracted. But I watched it once, and I watched, like, half of it again. So I, like, watched it one and a half times type shit.
What was your thoughts on Clean return back to URL since I think he battled Bill Collect? I think that was his last battle, in fact,
well,
URL.
I'm going to say this. I don't give a fuck about who feel like I'm being biased because ever since I came in this shit, I kept 100. I keep everything 100. I don't have to be biased about anything. Let me say that first. Being biased is a sense of insecurity. You know what I'm saying? You being biased because you're insecure about something. I don't have to be biased. Tell the way I fucking feel and I tell my truth. Me personally, this is going to sound crazy, but me personally, I don't think Twerk got around. I'm not saying QP bodied him. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what QP is saying, I like more than what Twerk is saying. He probably lost to other people. I feel him. I'm not mad at nobody saying Twerk won. I'm not mad at that. But I don't really rock with his animation. I don't like it. Even if he say some cold shit, he throwing me off with his delivery. I don't like his delivery at all. And it's like, it's very fake. I can't, it's certain, like, I got to feel you to like you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. He just not doing it for me. Then he throwing me off with the nose ring and shit. Then he ain't take his hood off. He throwing me off too much for me to feel like he won. You know what I'm saying? I just don't.
But Cal,
are
you being petty though, my nigga? Cal, are you being petty though? You my nigga, no, but you being that kind of petty though, Cal.
And that's why I don't even like judging my own niggas' battles. Like, niggas that's my niggas, y'all may think I'm being biased. That's why I started off with that, because maybe it's a natural bias thing, because I really do like QP. This is one of my favorite rappers. This is one of my favorite battle rappers in the world. So it's things that he's saying that I can feel. You know what I'm saying? I can't feel Twerk. I can't. It's just like, he just fake to me. Like, I don't know what it is.
Minus the fake shit you feel you might be, that you feel that his aura is fake. All right, Cal, what about the bars, though, man?
Come on, Cal. You mixing what I'm saying up, bro. You taking it as if I'm saying he's not saying some shit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the way he's saying it, I don't like, which means somebody else could like the way he's saying it. I'm not saying he's a bad rapper, a bad battle rapper, none of that. I'm saying I don't like it. I don't like the animation. Me, personally, nobody else. So I understand if other people feel he's wrong.
You don't like madness. Cal, you don't like the madness. I'll put him in a coma. You don't like that.
I heard some of the bars he was saying. He's saying some shit, but he just, I don't believe him. I don't believe him. You know what I'm saying? It's not like.
But,
all right.
How much percentage, Twerk, can be
a mass murderer. I'm not saying he's not about that shit. I'm not saying none of that. I'm not saying he's a fake dude. None of that. I'm just saying I don't believe it. I don't believe it. So I want to believe your raps for me to like it. I want to believe it. Whether you're a nerd, whether you're a goon, no matter what you want to be, I don't believe it, so I don't care.
Right.
Like Suge, I don't think Suge is just mass murderer. I don't think Suge walking around the hood pocket checking niggas for real. But when he on stage, I believe him. No matter if I feel like, Suge, you ain't never checked a nigga pockets in your life, in real life. But on that stage, his delivery
right.
is believable to me. So I like it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. So you're just going off on believability, basically. That's what you're saying.
I'm not going off the whole battle with that because I feel like people not listening to Clean. I really feel like Clean. This is niggas don't know how I feel to be back on that stage for the first time. I watched him go on that stage
though,
for the first time.
He choked, though, my nigga.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He chokes every battle. He came with three rounds, and he remembered all of them. He didn't choke. A choke is quitting. A choke is not being able to finish your round.
Cal, with all due respect, I'm going to have to disagree with you respectfully because check this out. The man choked from 16 minutes to 18:03, my nigga.
Okay.
Everybody timed that shit, bro.
You talking to a nigga who's been in a battle with a nigga who completely forgot everything and said both of the rounds the next round. So you can't really that don't affect me by you saying he choked from 16 minutes to 18 minutes because I've seen what y'all accept. So if y'all gonna accept these type of things, you can't be mad at the nigga picking his round back up in the same round and finishing the round. Are you gonna let accept?
No, Cal, I agree with what you're saying. I think he picked it up. After he choked, he picked it up and did his thing. But I had Twerk winning 3-0. 3-0.
Ooh, 3-0.
3-0, Cal. No body bag. No body bag. Just 3-0. No, it's not an animal.
I feel the opposite, though. I feel the opposite.
But hold on, but Cal, you got to remember this now. I picked Clean, and about, I would say 90% of the battle rap community pick Clean to beat Twerk.
Ain't nobody fuck with
and
Clean.
And the footage comes
ain't
out.
Nobody fuck with Clean.
Huh? Nah, you wrong on that, Cal.
You're a different kind of nigga, man.
I fuck with Clean. I just, you know.
The way he set his bars
up.
The way he set his bar, he's
right.
very, you know what? I got the perfect word. Originality is what I must be missing with Twerk. He's not original enough to beat a person who is very original. Clean is like one of the most original niggas you could find. So it's like finding the least original nigga is not going to be him. I don't feel like, that's why I say it might be a natural bias thing because I really just can't get with the Twerk shit when I'm hearing Clean say shit like, fucking, man, he said too much shit, bro. He said a lot of shit, bro. Like I tweeted
now,
earlier, Twerk has some bars that I tweeted earlier and I really like. But it's just not gonna give him the edge for me though.
Now, Cal, that night when the battle dropped, I did a fan show, and people were calling in, and the conversation was obviously is who should Twerk battle next. Your name popped up about 4 to 5 times, my nigga.
You're talking to battle fans who watch. You're talking to battle fans who don't even understand battle rap because if you feel like you can. judge a battle off of watching it one time the first night it dropped, then you are crazy.
Yeah, but you kind of get a feel of the battle. But your name popped up about 4 or 5 times. Niggas saying that they want to see and you get it in. And some niggas even said to me, I said, I don't know if Twerk is ready for Cal yet. And that's no disrespect to Twerk because I actually like the young
boy. He's not ready. And I'm not about to come back and battle and kill Twerk and then everybody looking at me like, okay, you're supposed to kill Twerk. No, not battling him. That's a waste of my time. It's not going to do anything for me. It's not going to help me at all because I'm going to do exactly what I'm supposed to do, and everybody's going to just say, okay, you did what you're supposed to do. I don't have time for that. I need every battle to make sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm going
Look, Cal,
to London.
Let me ask you a question.
National battle. What'd you say?
Let me ask you a question, though. People are saying because when you came in the game, you were a young guy, over 6 feet tall, looked older than his age, rapped about shit older than his age, rapped like you believe the shit he was saying. They saying the same thing with Twerk in the sense of, and I'm going on physical stature because how young he is, but in stature, he doesn't look his age. So I think some people trying to say they
like
see a real
though. Cow. But he ain't nothing like me, though. He ain't nothing. I'm talking about nothing like me. Nothing. Like, it's not even small things, nothing. He's nothing like me. I don't want nobody to start. Let me clear that up right now. I don't want nobody to get the saying that, oh, New Jersey twerk reminds you of a cow, a young cat. No, nothing like me. Nothing. I was 17.
Cow stopping at the door.
I was 17 when I came in and shit. I was going at niggas that was 30, and I'm talking to them, giving them game. I'm giving niggas 13 years older than me game. I'm letting these niggas know how to hustle. I'm showing these niggas the ropes, and I'm 18. No, niggas like Chess. When Chess was 18, he was nothing like me. None of these niggas is nothing like me. I just turned 27 yesterday. It's not a nigga
damn
like me. Not one of these niggas. Not one of them. Because you gotta have certain type of, you gotta go through some shit, man, to be who you gonna be. You know what I'm saying? You can't just wake up every day as a rapper. All these niggas just rappers. So they don't got no story. First of all, they don't have no pride into what they doing because they just rappers. I can't lose to these niggas. I'm at a point in my career where I cannot lose to these niggas just for the simple fact I'm trying to do something bigger than this. And I can't do it with L's.
But Cal, you remember how it is to feel when you were coming to game and, you know, I remember you battled Newborn and the footage came out and you was all in Moose face like, we can get it popping now. So you could appreciate young guys that want to battle the likes of a Calico, the likes of a Verb and stuff like that though, right?
Yeah, but the difference is when I was going at these niggas, I was in Mook face telling these niggas I'd fuck you up when I was 19, 18, 17. I was really scaring them. That's the difference. If Twerk come telling me that he'd fuck me up, he'd do that, he's not even, like, I'm not scared of this guy at all. Like, I can't even hear him. You know what I'm saying? They knew I wasn't playing. They knew I was serious when I told them boys I'd fuck them up. See, Mook been dodging me for 10 years now. You know what I'm saying? This shit's serious.
Mm.
I went and got every nigga that I needed to battle. I went and got every one of them. I told them what's going on. Look, you're going to have to battle me, nigga. I don't care who you is. You're going to have to battle me because I'm running this shit. Because that's how I felt at the time. I did fucking 4 battles in 1 year, 5 battles in 1 year. Killing them niggas.
Would you?
Shug,
so
Shine,
right? Shug, Kishine, Math,
Math,
Battle Heartless, Heartless, and King of the King of the Grind Time.
I did all this shit in a year.
Are you at a point in your career where you probably wouldn't battle a up and comer, or does it make sense for you, or has to be somebody on your level field?
I will battle an up and comer. But I will battle an up-and-comer that makes sense. I like certain ones. I don't like Twerk is just not, bro, he got to show me more. I feel like he's going to get better, though. He's going to get better, bro. He got to get the ball head, and he got to take the nose ring out. He's going to get better.
He said the ball head
like
and the
Danny
nose
Myers.
Ring.
He's going to show up looking like Danny Myers with the ball head.
Mm. There's a conversation going on about that.
He gotta
lose the nose ring.
He gotta lose the nose ring.
Cal, I want to get your opinion on something. There's been a conversation.
I hope this interview don't make him. I hope this interview don't make him try to use reverse psychology and feel like, oh, I can't lose the nose ring now because Cal said it on the radio. Like, no, bro, stop overthinking it, bro. Just lose the nose ring, my man.
But, well, you could be nice with the nose. Tupac had a nose ring, though. We all like Tupac.
Yeah, but he
Let's
ain't
be
Tupac.
Real.
What the fuck is he talking about? Have you just compared that nigga to Tupac?
No, I'm just saying the nose ring. I'm not comparing him to Tupac. Not at all. Let's not do that. I'm an old head. I know way better than that guy. I'm not doing that. Come on now.
Yeah.
Don't kill me. I'm
not
just
Tupac,
the comparison of the nose ring. Nah, not Tupac. But, you know. Cal, I need to get your opinion on something because there's been a conversation lately where people are getting an av for stealing bars. Niggas got footage. Niggas is putting, like, collages together of them stealing bars. When is it in battle rap where niggas stealing bars or everybody thinking the same thing? Is there a thin line?
All right, look. I'm going to say this. I'm a nigga that don't even watch a lot of battles. So I may show up with some shit, and it may It may sound like that. You know what I'm saying? If you want to feel like that, okay. So that's where I was on Ab's side with. Until I saw the shit and realized, like, nah, this old nigga might be sitting back just taking bars. Like, I don't know, bro. This shit getting, his shit ridiculous. Like, that's too many bars, bro. Like, he's saying them bitches word for word down there. Like, great minds.
So you're saying
it's
not a
god damn.
You're right. You're saying it's not a coincidence, right? It can't be a coinky-dink. Like, y'all was thinking
it's
the same thing, basically.
It's too many in there, like, in this. Like, I can even see if you say one bar identical, you're not going to say 10 bars identical to other people. Like, I don't know. I don't want to. I made a joke on Twitter called him Man of Steel, but I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it, but niggas can't be stealing these bars, bro. Niggas need to stop stealing bars, man. John is the greatest at that shit. Leave it at that. Don't try to beat John.
Hold on. Was John John stealing bars or flipping bars, though? Big difference, though, right, Cal?
I don't know.
Flipping a nigga bars and stealing?
I don't know what John John was doing, but he the greatest at it, so leave him alone. He the first to do it. We not about to just have
man.
John John is the only nigga that can steal bars, and it's going to be okay with me. Nobody else. you know how they let Drake? Like, Drake is the only nigga who can not write his own raps and we still to be okay with it. Like, John is the Drake battle world. Like, he the only nigga.
We're not good with Drake. I'm not good with Drake not writing his bars, but I hear what you're saying. I'm not good with that shit.
Me either.
I keep it tall.
But the world is, though. The world is.
Yeah, the world is. Yeah, yeah. Only me and you, Cal, give a fuck about that, but everybody else, yeah, they let that shit ride. Let me get your predictions for Gnome 7 right quick, man.
Yeah, call off the battles.
I got you. Give me T-Top and Goods, man. What you think, Kyle?
I got to rock with Goods. Not even know. I really don't even want to explain why I'm going to rock with Goods, but I just know Goods.
Give me a little bit, though. Give me a little bit, though, Kyle. Give me a little bit why you feel it. Just a tad bit.
He got too much. He got too much for T-Top right now, bro. He already 1-0 on him. He already went on Flex, and T-Top choked on Flex. That's going to be pressure, bro. I don't know if he's ready for Goods is a real vet. People don't understand that. I'm on footage yelling in Goods' face 6 years ago because I know he was one of them niggas. I'm not on camera in a yelling match with Goods because he was a weak nigga or a lame nigga. Like, I'm adding because he one of them niggas, and I know he one of them niggas. I just don't know if T-Top ready for that. I really don't.
What about Russ, though, Cal? What about Russ, though? The man hasn't been on URL since A-Verb, though. You're not concerned about Russ from Goods?
What y'all don't understand is we get better with time. When you one of them niggas, we get better with time.
Right.
It's not worse because he's been sitting around. It's better for him. This makes it worse for a nigga that's been battling every day. You may not be rusty, but you burnt out. I'd rather be rusty than burnt out because when I'm rusty, I mean, mid first round, 1 minute into the first round, I'm back. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? All I gotta do is oil the motherfucking bullets up.
That's another name niggas threw out also. They would like to see you and T-Top battle also. That was another name thrown out.
Yeah, but he about to get his fate sealed, so it ain't even, you know what I'm saying, nothing to talk about really. We got to see what he do with Goods.
Got you. Ill Will and Briz Rothstein, what you think?
Briz. Briz.
I got this as battle of the night, Cal.
I also feel like it may be a great battle. But it's not going to be better than Rex and K-Shine. There's no way. I don't know how you're saying that, but
I
feel what you're saying.
We'll get to that in a minute. So you got Briz?
Yeah, I'm taking Briz in that battle just because Briz is very, very nice. He's very, very nice. That's what people don't know. Ill Will is very overrated. Very, very overrated.
Oh, come on, Cal. Overrated? Ill Will? Overrated, my nigga.
Listen, man, Ill Will is very overrated. Now, I didn't say overrated. I said very overrated.
Why do you say that, though? He's 2-0, in my opinion. I got him beat in Rum Nitty and Charlie Clips since he's been back on URL?
Very overrated.
Damn, Cal. All right.
He overrated. And your clown.
Oh, Lord. Say Rock and Chess, man. What you like?
Ah. Now, that's potential one of the – that's going to be a good battle, I think. But I fuck with Rock so heavy, man. Rock my nigga, man. But like I said, man, I got to keep shit 100. I don't do the bias shit. I'm really hoping Rock win that night, but I think Chess going to get him. I don't know why.
Wow.
But I just think Chess going to get him. But I hope Rock get him, though. I don't like the young niggas beating us at all. I don't like that. Hoping Rock wins, but I just me knowing battle rap and me knowing the cycles of how the shit go, I just feel like
right. It's
Chess time to beat Tay Rock. I really do think that.
Is that considered an upset, Kyle? If Chess beats Rock, in your opinion?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Because Rock don't got no business letting Chess beat him. This is like the battle of Smack Son. It's like if he kill Rock, he's new Smack Son. Like he's the son of Smack after that. But if Rock win, he is the son of Smack.
But Kyle, you just sat here and say that you don't want the vets to lose to the young boys, but you said you picking Chess, so why is it an upset then if Chess beats Rock when you're picking Chess though?
And it's always,
you know what I mean,
upset when them young niggas beat us. Any one of them young niggas beat us, and we've been in this shit. We taught these niggas we showed these niggas the ropes. We showed these niggas how to move through the battle world. So if you lose to a nigga who you showed the ropes to, who you helped show the ropes to, it's an upset. I don't care how you look at it.
Yeah, got you. Avin Shotgun.
Shotgun. Easy, too.
Wait, easy?
Easy. I think it's gonna be all right in the build. I think it's gonna be a great battle in the build. But I think Suge just gonna he Suge won already. I feel like Suge walking in knowing he won.
Why do you say he won already though, Cal? Why do you say he won already?
There's certain battles that I know how Suge feel right now. Certain battles I walked into knowing I won already. And I feel like this is one that Suge know he won already. He saw him still in his shit, you know what I'm saying? He didn't watch his battles. I'm quite sure he watched his battles and he peeped the same shit I peeped. He's just a robot. He's the same every time. You ain't gonna beat Suge like that. You gotta be versatile, and Av is that's the one thing he lacked, versatility. He don't have any versatility, but he got bars.
So,
but he stayed.
Are you saying there's chinks in his armor than Cal?
Yeah, he say it the same way every time. He say every bar the same.
Mm. All right.
His pattern is always.
Let's get to the last battle here, sir, because you already said you don't know why I'm saying this is not battle of the night. And let me tell you why, Cal, before you go. I would like this to be battle of the night, but I'm not – listen, the last battle that lived up to the hype where two brothers were cool and they came into the game together and they were cool was Hitman and Verb. Suge and Surf, I did not like that battle at all. So my expectations for Rex and Shine –
it was a waste of time. It should have been on Smack. Everybody in the world know that.
Agree. Who you like, though?
Rex, man. Y'all niggas crazy. Y'all niggas crazy betting against Rex in the battle. Y'all niggas is disrespectful.
I'm crazy there, Cal, because I got Shine. I got Shine beating Rex, Cal. For real, my nigga.
Even if I felt Shine really could win, I still could put my money up against Rex. Y'all niggas out your mind. Everybody deserves to lose their money if they bet against Rex. This nigga damn near started this shit, man. Y'all niggas out your mind.
But Cal, we can't harp on how long you've been doing this, my nigga.
You about to let his little brother come and punch on him in front of the world, man. Y'all niggas out your mind.
My nigga, at some particular time, Cal, the big brother can't beat the little brother. At some particular time, it's going to happen. with a little brother's tie to get his ass beat and show up.
Hey, hey, he got to show me then because I'm beating my little brother ass till we 70, till we 80 years old.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got Rex. I got Sean, though, because Rex hasn't been Rex in years, Kyle. Rex hasn't been Rex in years, though, my nigga.
You said what, buddy?
I was saying Rex hasn't been Rex in years to me, so it's kind of hard for me to pick.
I bet you he be Rex this night. I bet you he be Rex this night. Y'all niggas got Rex fucked up. I'm going to say that. I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all really got Rex fucked up. And I really, I'm disappointed in all of these blog sites. I'm disappointed in all of y'all, man. Because y'all really got Rex fucked up.
But, Kyle, we can't keep going off on where he started off in the culture. We can't. How long are we going to just hold on to that? We respect Rex. He's a legend, certified legend, Hall of Fame legend, all that, Kyle. I mean, come on now. I've been watching Rex since Ocasa. I know what time it is, my nigga. But as of late, which I'm talking about within the last 3 to 4 years, in my opinion, Rex has not been the Rex that we liked. You feel me?
You
beat him,
bet.
Kyle.
You want to take a bet with him? Do you want to take a bet with Kayshawn? I'm betting whatever you want to bet.
Listen, I bet niggas when Rex, I said Sean was going to be Verb, and I was right about that. And I just think on performance too, I mean, on performance alone, you know Sean got that, Kyle. We could have both agreed with that, right? On performance and energy, that Sean got the edge over Rex on that.
Bro, y'all the same people who feel like this is going to be one of them other situations then, now that I think about it, because there's so many motherfuckers in the world that feel like T-Top beat Rex, and I feel like Rex beat him 3-0.
I had T-Top winning 3-0.
That's what I'm saying. So it's on preference. Like, Rex really killed T-Top to me. Like, he did him bad to me.
Killed him? Come on, Cal.
Like, that's what I mean, bro. We listening with different ears. That's what I'm explaining to you.
No, we not, Cal. Cal, you know what it is? I think we like this shit Rex talks about, the 12-12 skinnies, the drug shit, the street shit. But in battle rap terminology, when Amano Amano and it's been battle rap bars, my nigga, I thought T-Top beat Rex in battle rap bars. I'm not talking about street shit. Just in battle rap bar setting, my nigga. That's just me.
Man, Rex had so many bars in that battle, man, that everybody slept on, man.
I feel you. So, last question here before we wrap up, Cal. When are you coming back? I know you said you got a battle in London, I think.
I got a battle in London April 30th, man.
Against who?
Against Raptor.
Not familiar with him, my
dude. First Raptor is a guy over at Don't Flop. I had Gemini, but Gemini, you familiar with Gemini?
I'm familiar with Gemini. I'm familiar with him. Not Raptor. I'm not familiar with Raptor. I'm familiar with
Gemini. Gemini just did a no-show out there, so that's why they revoked his rights to get me, because he pulled a no-show a couple weeks ago. So he wasn't able to show up to that battle, so they didn't want to risk flying me all the way out to London and then having Gemini not show up because he, you know what I'm saying, of whatever issues that he got going on. So they switched my opponent to Raptor. And I'm gonna go out here and destroy this guy, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's going to feel good to be back. My first time back in all this time is going to be international, taking that long flight. Get over there and meet some people, you know what I'm saying, chop it up with everybody, networking, and really come up with this crazy battle to put this boy in the dirt. Like, it's going to be fun. I really feel like it's going to be fun.
But, Cal, some people will say, to play devil's advocate, my nigga, some niggas will say, okay, Cal, you just sat here with Dre and told him that New Jersey Twerk is not on your radar and you wouldn't battle him, but you battle a nigga named Raptor who nobody really knows. You get what I'm saying? It's how the battle rap community works, though, Cal.
Who knows Twerk?
Who knows Twerk?
I know Twerk because Kareem just battled him. That's the only reason I know Twerk.
But, my nigga, I can promise you, Twerk is more popping than Raptor. I can promise you that, my nigga.
Because he just battled. Listen to what I'm saying. Because he just battled Kareem. After I battle Raptor, Raptor will be popping. That's what I'm explaining to you. It's not about who I'm battling.
I will battle a nigga that has no name at all if I feel he's good, because I feel like he will have fans after battling me. Same as Clean. Clean just battled Twerk. And now Twerk has more fans after battling Clean. Anybody I battle is going to get those type of fans. It's going to happen if they're any kind of good. You know what I'm saying? So it's like me battling Raptor. You may not know Raptor right now, but you will know Raptor after I fuck him up. And you may like him.
Are you going to come back to URL?
Definitely. I'm supposed to have been on URL. That's Clips for it. Everybody telling the whole world right now. It's all Clips for it. We had to contact.
I don't
want to
see you in Clips battle, my nigga. I have no interest in that.
I'm telling you why I haven't been on the card, because me and Clips was locked in when we supposed to have been locked in, when Clips was doing good, everything was great. Clips went on a fucking 3-game losing streak, and now there's no interest to battle him. So now niggas don't want to come off that whole check that they got to come off of for me to battle a nigga that they don't know if he going to show up or not. I got, like I told niggas, I got 3 rounds done for Clips, locked and loaded, ready to go right now, because we already supposed to battle. He went on the 3-game losing streak because he was worrying about the game he had with me.
Got you.
That's the only reason Clips is losing to everybody, because he got a battle with me set up, already signed the contract and everything. So he's losing all these battles because he can't focus. He want to save all of the good shit for me. I know exactly what's going on.
So if URL called you right now, right, and say, Kyle, give us 2 names you want to battle. They don't give you names. They ask you to give them names. Who are 2 cats you think about, you know? Hey, I might give it a shot.
I don't know, man. I'm not a matchmaker. That's their job to matchmake. Only nigga I want to battle is Charlie Clips, just for the simple fact that I already locked in on it. So I don't. The nigga I want to battle, y'all don't want to see. So it's like it's no reason to ask me. I'm killing whoever they put in front of me and give me my check. I'm killing. It just got to be a nigga that's good. You got to be good. Like, I would have battled Ass 2 battles ago. But I know his last 2 battles, he may have been good to other people. To me, he wasn't that good. He's just the same. Rum Nitty is nice.
So,
than a lot of the niggas.
Yeah, Rum Nitty's fire. So let's say Av beat Shotgun Shug, right? And he impresses you to an extent.
He's not.
Is that a battle? Would that be a battle? Hey, man, it feels like Summer Madness again, bro. Would you? I mean, we want to see you on Summer Madness. Would that be something to entertain if he beats a Shotgun Show at Nome?
I will fuck Dog up, but I don't know. I can't see him beat Shug, but I don't know, man.
Right.
Shug lose, he coming and he choking 3 rounds.
Wow.
The only way Shug can lose is he choked 3 rounds straight.
You really feel that way? Wow. Shug is my man and shit too, man. Shug is my guy, but I'm not gonna front on Av. I think Av also, Cal, and I don't know if you feel me on this, he's feeling so much backlash now where I think it's gonna force him to really go hard on Saturday.
I hope it do.
Mm. Pressure bust pipes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
But, Cal, I appreciate you rocking me, my nigga. You know, I'm glad to see that you safe, you good.
For sure.
Once again, man, happy birthday to you again, my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
All right, Cal, be easy, my nigga.
You too, brother.
All right, easy. That's what it is, man. It's your boy, T-Letter, man. Speaking of Calico, fresh out of jail. Fresh out of the joint. And wanted to come on the show and let me know his situation with his situation. Just come home fresh out of joint. You heard him talk about other stuff also. This is going to come out ASAP. I appreciate Cal giving me the exclusive here. Shout out to everybody that, you know, I know listen to this, but this is coming out ASAP, man. It's your boy T-Letter, man. Y'all be easy, man. One.